It's 5:44, and this is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. We're a little less than a week away from Charlotte's mayoral primaries. Four Democrats and two Republicans are on the ballot to replace former Mayor Anthony Fox. Today, the Democratic candidates met for a debate sponsored by the League of Women Voters. WFAE's Ben Bradford attended, and he joins us now for an overview of the candidates. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Mark.
Give us a quick rundown of who the candidates for mayor are.
James Mitchell and Patrick Cannon are both longtime city council members. They're widely viewed as the front runners in the Democratic race because of their name recognition and fundraising. The other Democrats on the ballot are Gary Dunn, who describes himself as a UNC Charlotte student and businessman, and he's also made a couple token runs for governor over the years, and Lucille Puckett, who used to serve on the Charlotte Housing Authority Board. In the Republican primary, former city councilman Edwin Peacock is the guy. He's raised the most money of any candidate. And then David Michael Rice is also running.
So you attended this debate between the Democrats today at public television station WTVI. Based on what you heard, give us a sense of what they're actually running on.
Mitchell and Cannon are trying to differentiate themselves from each other, which is difficult considering they're both on the city council, they're both Democrats, and even at the debate, there wasn't much daylight between their views. Mitchell has tried to position himself as carrying on Mayor Fox's policies. At the debate, he argued that he could get a council that's often had infighting to work together.
We need a mayor that can be a catalyst, a collaborator, a census builder, but would fight for the critical assets that belong to our great city.
At the same time, Mitchell has sent out a series of mailers attacking Cannon for voting against one of the streetcar proposals, which would have raised property taxes to pay for a streetcar. Cannon later voted for a different version that relies on getting federal money. And Cannon's arguing that's an example of his practicality.
I think we need someone. In fact, I know we need someone with a level of common sense, a level of business sense, and a level of community sense. Those are the things in which I've represented in years past. Those are the things I know that I will represent in the future as your mayor.
The other two candidates, Puckett and Dunn, are positioning themselves as outsiders. Dunn said Duke Energy and the bank should pay more taxes. And I think he also read a poem right before saying that.
Dear God, please make me like my dog thinks I am. A black hole and a supernova sound exactly alike. One is a billion burst. The other is a sucking hole.
Puckett didn't talk much about specific proposals, but said she offers a fresh viewpoint with no political ties.
Well, Ben, you mentioned the streetcar and the city applying for a federal grant, and we got word yesterday that the grant request was denied. Did the candidates talk about that?
They did. Both Mitchell and Cannon defended the streetcar. Here's Mitchell.
We did a light rail on South Boulevard. People questioned it, was it the right public investment? Citizens of Charlotte, if we make the right public investment, we would get economic development, job creation. We'll change two major corridors, the east side and the west side.
And Cannon said losing one grant wasn't the end.
There is a potential opportunity to be able to look at additional funding that could come from other grants on the federal level. So I think we continue to chase after those Tiger grants and ensure that we can land those.
So that could be an indication of what the city council is moving toward.
All right. Well, we'll keep watching the streetcar issue along with next week's mayoral primary. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's WFAE's Ben Bradford. WTVI will air the full debate tonight at 7.